Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us for another week. Nolan and I are excited. Obviously, 5 days left with the regular season. The Mariners and the Astros are already playing as of the recording today. And, hey, lots to talk about today for sure. We got a whole variety. The Padres staying hot, turning the triple play to end the game last night against the Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani on deck, how that's breaking down, how the wild cards are breaking down over the next 5 days, who's looking like the best final weekend, who's looking like it could get tough. Lots to get excited about. Obviously, some key players going on the IL again. Lindor's back in the rotation for, not rotation, but the lineup for the Mets against the Braves. So that's a big welcome back. We'll touch base on that and obviously answer some curtain call questions as well in that segment. So as always, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, and whether you're servicemen and women out there working for us, parents, players, coaches, you know how much we appreciate you. You know how much we do this for you. It's what drives us every week to be back with you and continue this journey, because that's what it's all about. We're all baseball fans. Whether it's the MLB, college, youth, men's league still, myself over here in Europe, it's what drives us all the time. I mean, it's who we are. We're dirtbags. We get up, we get after it, we get dirty, and that's what it's all about, and that's what it should be all about. That's what excites us. And it's all about just playing and having fun, being a parent and watching and having fun, enjoying the journey with your son or daughter, being a coach and seeing how you can develop other coaches, your players, and continue to grow yourself as well, because that's what you want to be doing every day, all day, on the field, off the field, in school, if you're a player, around the house, the whole gauntlet, you know it. You know the expectations of being a dirtbag. It is. It really is about getting up, getting after it, and getting dirty, and holding yourself accountable, being better at the end of the day than you woke up in the morning. So we, again, appreciate you very much. We appreciate you sending in the curtain call questions, training questions to us, the whole gauntlet. You know where you can reach us. On Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. So settle in, sit back, get that favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here in a second to get after it.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part, we give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Federal regulations aren't helping smokers kick the habit. Here's Richard Marianos, former assistant director of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Scientists and public health authorities agree that switching to vapes can help smokers quit. But in the absence of federal leadership, state governments can publish authorized product directories and increase enforcement to stop dangerous illegal vape products coming from China. It will not only save lives, but also promote a safer marketplace.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Stronger Economy.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and the little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who else did?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off this week?
Yeah, I want to talk about some Bush League stunt that the Pittsburgh Pirates pulled this past week. Rowdy Tellez, four plate appearances short of collecting a $200,000 signing bonus, and he gets DFA'd. Now, that's the cheap side of every MLB organization out there. Rowdy Tellez, obviously, he's not an all-star by any stretch of the imagination. Solid first baseman, platoon first baseman at this stage in his career. Obviously, he's bounced around to a couple different teams, Toronto, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee. But now just seeing that one irks me the wrong way. And I get that baseball is not really a sympathetic sport. They're professional athletes at the end of the day. They do what's best for their own organization. But four more plate appearances and you're going to cut the guy because you don't want to pay him $200,000? That, to me, that one rubs you the wrong way. And especially there's a lot of people, especially in this year's free agency class, that aren't really like the stud players, right? A lot of the mid-tier players are coming up this year. And if I'm a free agent and I'm sitting there looking at it, like Rowdy Tellez obviously has some respect around the league. Haven't been in the league for what, I guess 6 years now, 7 years now. But if I was to ask guys questions like that, that would rub me the wrong way. And especially if I know I'm signed a 1 year deal with a team, just hearing a story like that about Pittsburgh, hey, listen, I'm four plate appearances away from a $200,000 bonus, and you guys are going to DFA me with a week to go left in the season and nothing really to play for. That's some BS, man. That's a cheap move by Charrington and the front office ownership group of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
I can imagine there will be a players association appeal coming in for that one. And I can't imagine Manfred even not allowing it, to be quite honest with you, and stuff like that. Like you said, great clubhouse guy. Great professional, goes about his business to the best of his ability. You do not want to have that in the game of baseball. You do not. I'm sure even the fans in Pittsburgh would be disappointed in their own club doing that. Like, you just can't pull a stunt like that. It's uncalled for. That goes against, that's completely not being a dirtbag. That's being a totally different name. That's not cool. There's nothing cool. I'm sure the Players Association is going to make an appeal on that one because they need to. And I would think they would have fan support on that as well. That's one where they need to have that support.
Then obviously the Cincinnati Reds parted ways with David Bell after six seasons. replaced by interim manager Freddie Benavides. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's going to manage out the rest of the season. Obviously, only a few games left. But David Bell is part of 6 years as manager for the Cincinnati Reds. Sorry, only reached the playoffs one time in the 2020 season. Had a 409-456 record, and obviously at the start of the year, expectations were pretty high coming into this year for the Cincinnati Reds. Obviously, a good looking young team last year, taking a lot of steps forward. And for whatever reason, they couldn't just get the train off the tracks there. I don't know what happened in Cincinnati. Obviously, Bell, he's what, a third time or a third generation manager, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And I mean, very, very well liked throughout baseball circles from what I've heard. Obviously, having come over from St. Louis, I knew about him a little bit. And then, yeah, obviously watching him with Cincinnati the past 6 years. But yeah, just for whatever reason, he couldn't finish it, couldn't get the job done, couldn't get the Cincinnati Reds into the playoffs. So, I mean, hey, the leash is only so long, right? Time to cut bait, see what they can do with a new, fresh face.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's going to land on his feet. There's no question about it. I mean, like you said, third generation family member. I think second generation manager. I think his dad, buddy, and stuff like that. I don't think his grandfather ever managed. But yeah, he's going to do fine. I mean, and like you said, they're as we always say, right? There's an expiration date on anybody and everybody, whether you're winning championships or you're not winning championships. And there comes a time. And it's a good young team. If they can get that pitching staff fully, fully healthy for a year, they're going to be just fine sitting in that central. It's a competitive league. It's getting more competitive, that division and stuff like that. But they're going to be okay if they get the right manager.
Yeah, and I mean, early talks are Skip Schumacher. Obviously, he's kind of, I wouldn't necessarily say at the forefront for most managerial positions, but it certainly sounds like he's going to be a guy to watch with a lot of different teams. Obviously, last year's NL Manager of the Year winner, did a good job with Miami prior to this season. He obviously got into a dispute with ownership, and they basically told him, yeah, after this year, you're free to go and join any other team you want to. So I don't know whether he's going to end up in Cincinnati, but that's a team that obviously makes a lot of sense to me. Having obviously Skip Schumacher has a lot of familiarity with the NL Central, having done coaching and playing with the St. Louis Cardinals. Obviously him coaching now in the NL East and him being a bench coach out on the NL West with the San Diego Padres. Obviously a lot of familiarity with the NL side of it, that's for sure. So, I mean, I that's a team, realistically, you look at it, they got good young pieces, they got a good young core, they're a few moves away probably from being relevant again in the NL Central next year. I mean, still, you got to find a way to beat the Brewers right now, because the Brewers right now, they're the cream of the crop in that division. So, if Skip Schumacher, if they believe that he's the guy to do it, I wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got the White Sox earlier on when they were talking about them. I mean, you know, just looking at it just quick or whatever. Absolutely. I agree with you. I'm excited if I have an option for the Cincinnati Reds. For sure I would be. I mean, White Sox are going to be good and stuff like that. You know what? They've had a couple of really tough seasons or whatever and that. They're still a couple of years away maybe. But that Reds team, for sure, man. If I'm a manager or a manager option, I'm hoping that my name gets called, because that's an exciting young team. No question about it.
Then obviously news broke there late last week. CJ Abrams. Don't know if you heard about this one, Kirk. Demoted down to the minors for spending all night at a casino.
I did.
What a dummy. That's just something that you don't do at the major league level, right? You can't go out. You can't spend all night. This is in Chicago, which oddly enough, last player that got busted for basically doing the all-nighter. Of course, Mike Clevinger and, oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank on who the other pitcher was. Zach Plesac. Yeah. Zach Plesac.
That's right.
Both pitchers on Cleveland at the time. And they were out all night drinking at a club in Chicago. So, I mean, this time it's a casino. At least it's a little better, hopefully. But, I mean, drinks are obviously still probably flowing there. CJ Abrams, man, yeah, you just need to be smarter at this point. in your career. Obviously, this is something that's going to leave a black mark on your, I mean, it's not steroids or anything like that, but it's something that Washington Nationals ownership is going to hold accountable over you when it comes time for even when you become like a qualified player, stuff like that, right? Like right when he goes into the RFAs and everything, like he's going to be, I don't know, picking at dimes, hopefully. But no, either way, I mean, CJ Abrams, you're looking at him. Obviously, he's the shortstop of the future for the Washington Nationals. Kid's done a fantastic job in the 3 years that he's been there. You just don't like to see stuff like that from a young player.
Well, like you said, I mean, there's mistakes. When you're young, and it's, yes, he's young, but come on. He's been there a few times, a few years, and he was the marquee player coming back for Juan Soto in that trade. And you just, I mean, Mackenzie Gore as well and stuff, but still had a tremendous year last year, pretty solid year this year, but boy, that's just unprofessional. You cannot pull that stunt. No way, man. No way. Like, it's just, I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I was like, exactly what you said. Eesh, moving forward, they've got that against you now. They just have it against you. It's as simple as that.
And then just the last little tidbit that I kind of want to touch on for this segment, Shohei Ohtani's 50-50 ball, 50th home run ball, I should say, is started being auctioned at $500,000. I'm very surprised that MLB didn't just make an offer to the guy and say, hey, listen, how much do you want for this to put it in the Hall of Fame? Because that's where that ball belongs. So, I don't know. We'll talk about it more in the second segment anyways, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, you were talking about the 50th home run by Shohei to get to the 50-50 club. Absolutely right. Hopefully, however it shakes out, I don't blame the guy for not giving it back, or the person for not giving it back. I honestly, that's like getting the golden ticket, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. I mean, you know, tough call, but that's worth more than a signed bat and whatever the Dodgers can give you or whatever and stuff. But hopefully the right person purchases it. MLB gets it back into the Hall of Fame and it all works out in the end for everybody involved. But honestly, I can't blame the guy. When I saw that and read it, I was like, dude, or whoever it was, I can't even remember who caught it, but absolutely, like, hey, good for you. Bought a ticket, happened to land in your hands, you control it now. You want it bad enough, let's show me the money.
No, and that's just it. That's the way that I look at it, too. It's not property of MLB. I mean, the second that ball is caught by a fan, that's a fan's ball. So, like 100%. You said, I mean, it's becomes a bidding war at that point in time.
So, hold out, baby.
Well, that's it.
Hold out.
That's it. I mean, heck, you hear the stories, and obviously a ball like this, first 50-50 guy in MLB history, so that's going to hold a heck of a lot of value, or at least it should hold a lot of value. And obviously, whoever ends up winning the auction, whatever the final price is that it goes for, then they have leverage if the Hall of Fame comes calling. Saying, hey, I paid $2 million, let's just say, hypothetically. I'll give it to you for three.
Yeah.
Because the Hall of Fame is going to want the ball. Like, why wouldn't they?
Absolutely.
I mean, first 50-50, that's a part of history for baseball. So, yeah, I know I'm ransoming it. That's for sure.
Maybe Shohei's interpreter will buy it.
Yeah.
He pay. With Shohei's money.
He pay. With Shohei's money. Yeah, exactly. With Shohei's money. Yeah, no. But
anything can happen, man.
No, exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, good for that person. I mean, I think it'll all get worked out in the end or whatever, but I cannot fault them at all. Hey, you got the golden ticket. Run with it, brother. Run with it.
And so I kind of want to get talking about this, obviously. Now we're coming up on playoffs in another week. There's a couple different scenarios out there, right? Obviously, there's some teams that are still fighting. You get Minnesota's two games back now of Kansas City and Detroit. Kansas City has slid down to the third wild card spot as Detroit has a better head-to-head, so they leapfrog them. And then Baltimore, four games up, but they've already clinched their spot. So basically, that's about it for the AL side. NL side is pretty much set in stone outside of Atlanta trying to climb back up into the wild card spot. They're half a game back of Arizona. And the New York Mets hold a half-game lead over Arizona, full game over Atlanta. San Diego has already clinched their wild card spot, so they should be safe with the number one spot, but nothing obviously guaranteed. They could lose out, and either New York, Arizona, or Atlanta could win out and jump them. So there's those possibilities. But
that's it. I mean, it's an interesting five games left. Arizona's got San Francisco tonight and tomorrow still. Struggled last night, whether they get beat 11-0 again or whatever. San Diego's, 9-1 over the last 10, playing, or I guess that's Detroit, but San Diego continuing on like they have the last few weeks, closed within two of the Dodgers, but San Diego's playing Arizona this weekend for the final three, so that's a tough finish. L.A. goes into...
Well, they got San Diego. San Diego's playing L.A. Dodgers tonight and tomorrow. So that's a big series still to finish up. And then, yeah, you said, you get Atlanta's playing Kansas City, so obviously that's a big series. Dodgers got the Rockies, like you said, so that one should be fairly easy. But, yeah, Padres, Diamondbacks for the final weekend series. And you get Milwaukee playing the Mets as well. So, I mean, Milwaukee, they've already secured their spot. They're kind of playing with house money, but still, they don't want to just give the Mets a series.
No way. No way, man. No, it's tough, and then that's right. I mean, you jump over to the AL, and I mean, well, it's an AL and NL for Kansas City and Atlanta for the last three, so that's going to be a dogfight right down to the stretch. Minnesota's dropped right out of it, but
Minnesota's got Baltimore.
Baltimore, so that's not going to be easy. Like, that's tough, and Detroit's got the Chicago White Sox, so obviously on paper, dirtbags, Detroit's sitting pretty right now. But they still got two more against Tampa Bay tonight and tomorrow. So those are two tough games, obviously. Oh, my gosh. Scooble Dice last night ended up winning 2-1 in that game. So, you know, Detroit just continues, just amazing me, just completely shocking me. And if you're a Detroit Tigers fan out there, my gosh, you must be just over the moon right now with the way they're playing.
Well, but and if they get into the playoffs too, it's going to be interesting to see what role they use Jackson Jobe in. Because he got called up, and that guy just throws smoke.
Yeah, he did get the call. I saw that.
Yeah, so. Number three prospect. And I mean, they're going to use him out of the pen right now is kind of what I'm hearing. But dude's throwing over 100 miles an hour as a starter. So yeah. I don't know if he's going to come in there and be a Ben Joyce type. Like one inning of relief, just gas up and throw at 105. But I'd imagine he's probably got it in the tank. If you're a starter throwing in the hundreds, one inning of relief, it's going to be different. Sorry, that's for sure for him. Obviously, he's going to have to change his mentality and everything like that coming out, and especially playoffs too. Like Detroit's a young team, getting them into the playoffs. I feel like if they get into the playoffs, it'll be the same as Baltimore last year, in the sense where good story for baseball. Happy that they made it in. Team's young. They're building. Now you got to take the next progressive step. And that's what everybody's holding Baltimore to this year, too. Like, Baltimore's obviously didn't win the AL East this year, didn't win 105 games or whatever they won last year. But still, Baltimore now, the next progressive step is to get out of that AL wildcard series. Well, not be swept, that's for sure. Actually win a couple of games. Yeah.
Yeah, they have to. I mean, that's why you traded for Corbin Burns in the offseason, and you went out and got Eplin at the trade deadline. You know, we talked about it last week. You got rid of, reliever.
Craig Kimbrel.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Kimbrel, and so you're set up. You gotta win that series. You gotta get to that next stage.
And I don't know if you saw it or not, but yeah, they also DFA'd Eloy Jimenez today.
Wow, I did not see that.
Yeah, Ryan Mountcastle coming back off the IL, so they DFA'd Eloy.
Wow, and they got Westberg back this week, and that's a big up.
No, exactly.
For them again.
That's just it. The Eloy trade didn't pan out, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're getting healthy.
Yeah.
They're getting healthy at the right time. So, I mean, I do have to, Nolan, I got to give a shout out to the Houston Astros. If your fans out there or whatever, like, you did it again. You did it again. I mean, how many games back were they when we were talking about this is the year finally? They were 15, 17 games back. All of a sudden, they did it again for another year. And, you know, once they get in there, anything can happen. I mean, Mr. Altuve's up for, what is he? He's two behind, I think, Manny Ramirez for all-time playoff home runs. He's 27. I think Manny Ramirez has 29. And, they can still go and do their job. It's the AL is going to be interesting. It's going to be... I know we were talking about last week, the teams are playing flat or whatever, but I think once the playoffs get there, I would look for a lot of dogfights.
Well, the Astros have a $40 million pitching problem that they got to get right in a hurry.
Yeah.
That being Mr. Justin Verlander.
Absolutely. He's going Saturday. He's got the start on Saturday as it is right now against Cleveland. So... You know, you're right. They got a lot of nice pieces. They're looking good. They got good bullpen. Obviously, a talented offense, mature, experienced. They're looking good, but you're right. I mean, you've got to have that 3-4 guy. You've got to have four good pitchers because anything can happen in the playoffs.
Well,
you have to be ready. Yeah,
they got 100%. Framber, they got Ronald Blanco, they got Hunter Green, Hunter Brown.
Yep.
Yeah, like Justin Verlander. I don't know if Verlander makes the playoff team right now, which is crazy to say. Like, I'd assume they'd got to have him on it because of experience in the playoffs. But the way that he's pitched down the stretch, I mean, he has not been good. He even admitted it himself. He rushed his injury back just so he could get some pitching in before the playoffs. And, I mean, obviously you're seeing King Tucker back in there too. Him and Yordan Alvarez, that good 1-2 punch from the left side there, just deepens the lineup. It is a good team. I don't know if they're good enough to run the AL again this year, but it's certainly a good enough team to be competitive in the AL side.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, I think you're going to see some good series. I think you're going to see some really good series on the AL side of things. You're going to see some good ones on the National League as well. I mean, those teams are playing well. Out West, especially. Philadelphia, for me, is still kind of wobbling a little bit. I'm still shocked about it. I thought Taiwan Walker was done or whatever. I saw where he had to pitch, I think, an inning and two-thirds last night, but got shelled again. They're probably just trying to get through to the playoffs right now and stuff like that, and then make their playoff roster. But I'm looking forward to the series. The way it's shaking out, the way those teams are playing, I don't know who it's going to be, the Mets or the Braves. That one's still to be decided. But they're both playing pretty good baseball right now. And the Mets, I mean, they got Lindor. I know we're going to talk about that in the next segment with the curtain call question. So that's a big boost, but it's all of a sudden getting exciting. But the bottom line for me is that's why all those wins count. You're looking at the Dodgers, they're still up by two. All those wins along the road that we always talk about, they count. They count. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third bite, you get the idea. The boss of breakfast burritos, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to the Curtain Call Questions. Thank you for sending them in. And you know where you can do that, on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. That's where we'll get them. We'll either answer them in person with you or we'll try to get them on the show. So, Noel, we were just talking about it in the last segment. Hey, what's it mean to the Mets to get Mr. Lindor back? I noticed they're probably going to keep Acuna. I might be wrong, but hard not to keep him up. Batting, I think, still like 375 or something like that. But what does that mean for the Mets? And then I'll talk about the Braves as well, because they've gotten a couple of key players back.
Hey, you get your captain back. Like, at this point in time, I think he... I think it would be tough to argue that he's not the de facto captain of that team. You're looking at it, he's the captain on the infield, obviously, playing shortstop. You're getting a 30-30 guy back. Obviously, you're basically going to be probably runner-up for National League MVP. You just hope he's healthy. And that's not a knock on Acuna. Acuna did a fantastic job in relief of Frankie Lindor. But at the same time, it's Francisco Lindor. Like, you paid him $33 million? I think he was 10-year, 330. If I'm not mistaken, you're paying him $33 million a year. Time for him to earn his money. And he's talked about it very openly. He's like, nothing matters more than winning the World Series now.
And it shouldn't with the amount of time that he's been in the league.
No, exactly. He's setting the tone right now. He's been to a World Series before and lost with Cleveland. He doesn't want to experience that again. He knows it's his final dance, possibly, with Pete Alonso. You got to go all in.
And great for him to say it. You have to say it, obviously, or whatever and stuff. But do you think they have the pitching to go up against the Padres, the Brewers, even the Dodgers? Do you think they have enough to balance against those teams, or are they just ahead of them?
Honestly, I'd say no. But with the way that the Mets have played for the better half of the second half of the season, well, for the entirety of the second half of the season, sorry, I should say, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say that they're a better team than the Padres right now on paper. But in the grand scheme of things, like we talked about at the trade deadline, none of these teams made enough moves to really say we're going all in. Case in point, look at the Tigers, for gosh sakes. Obviously, on the AL side, Tigers were sellers. They sold Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers, and they made out better. Like, you know what I'm saying? There wasn't one team that solidified and said, hey, we're going for it, outside of maybe the Padres. And hence why the Padres had the record that they do now. Like, right now, coming out NL side, obviously, they're 10-1, and we've talked about it for a couple weeks now in a row. I don't think there's a team that wants to see the Padres. And if the Mets get the number 2 wild card spot, they got to face them in the first round. Now, I don't know, the Mets are the Mets, right? So, I mean, the Mets a couple years ago when they had Justin Verlander I guess that was just before they got Verlander. That would have been the Max Scherzer year when they had that fantastic rotation up there. And they got swept. Right, first round of the playoffs, get swept. So, I mean, heck, playoff time, anything's possible. Arizona last year, case in point. Nobody had Arizona coming out of the NL, and guess what? They shocked the world, right? So, anything's possible right now, just looking at it from an outsider perspective. I think the Mets could beat any of those other teams besides San Diego.
So, question in from the Padres. Do you give AJ Preller front office of the year?
No.
You go back and you look at the Juan Soto trade. They get King, and I apologize, like, I don't have the name of the other young kid that came out, but then they flipped him for Dylan Cease after that. Then they went early and got Luis Arias.
No, they absolutely made the right moves. I still don't give it to him, though.
Really?
Yeah, they've been building this for 5 years, 6 years.
I know.
And year after year, they fail. Now, I get that it's a regular season award. To me, I don't know. I mean, yes, I'd say so, but at the same time, I'd look at Milwaukee just the same. Milwaukee loses arguably one of the best managers in the National League. They replace him, and they have just as good of a season. They trade Corbin Burns. They perform just the exact same. Right? They made good the little call. Moves. They made the right moves all the way throughout the year to still be successful. I don't know. Good it's got to be a toss of the coin between those two teams to me. But I don't know. AJ Preller, he just still rubs me the wrong way because he's like, he is like a Jerry DePoto type of deal where he just makes trades with never-ending sight, basically. Now, this year, it looks like everything's coming to fruition. Obviously, the pieces that he put in place look good. They all panned out for the most part. The Juan Soto trade obviously worked out incredibly well for San Diego, but at the same time, you look at what they gave up and look at what the return was. Right, Juan Soto as a Padre never accomplished anything. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's still at 37 home runs. He had a fantastic year offensively, but he didn't get San Diego over the top. San Diego was better off without Juan Soto than they were with him.
The way it looks right now, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, no, I don't know.
I got a Yankees question for you now. Obviously, just this afternoon, Nestor Cortez gets put on the IL. Left forearm flexor strain.
Toss some air quotes up behind that one. Call out the front office. You can't call out the front office. He called them out a couple of weeks ago.
Just put Stroman back in the bullpen last week. Now happened to move him up for tonight's start.
Yep.
That's a big loss for them. Cortez just did the clinching game there last week against the Mariners. 2-1 win. His last six, I think he's been under one run every game, one or less. That's a big loss. When I first saw it, I got to be honest, I was wondering if it was kind of like roster manipulation just to give him a few days off. But, boy, when they're calling it that strain, that's not good. I don't know, man.
I'm still thinking it's just them giving him time off. I don't know.
I hope so for the Yankees.
I don't know. You're a Yankees fan, Kirk. You should be the one answering this question. To me, I mean, heck, Nestor Cortez is necessary for the New York Yankees. The way that he has pitched over the past month and a half, he is absolutely 100% necessary for the Yankees to have success in the playoffs. Gerrit Cole, obviously, he's been pretty good over the better part of the past 2 months. His numbers have looked more Gerrit Cole-ish. Carlos Rodon, obviously, I don't know, toss up a coin with Rodon. Not a lot of playoff experience there. Cortez obviously has the playoff experience. Stroman obviously has the playoff experience. Those are the guys that I like to ride out in the playoffs.
Well, that's it, because you got Gill, right? And he's still a rookie.
No, exactly.
So it's going to be Yankees in the playoffs, man. That's a different beast, and he's still been up and down the last month and a half. Great game followed up by a tough game, man. That's not what you want as a manager. That's not what you want as Aaron Boone or the players even, right? Nobody's ever going to comment or say it, but boy.
When you don't know what you're going to get, oh, that's just it.
Nothing worse, man. Nope. And we all know, man, they need to get to the World Series. They've got to get there. I mean, obviously, they got to win it.
Yeah, there you go.
I know it.
There's no getting to it as a Yankee fan.
That's right.
That's it. So.
Well, and especially when you got to try to keep Soto there in the offseason, right? Got to give him all the reasons you can, man, to stay there. There's no question about it. There is no question about it. So, Baltimore, I talked about it a little bit earlier. You're getting healthier. You're getting a little stronger. Getting some of those pitchers back. You got Westberg, like I said. Colton Cowser got his, 22nd home run there the other day. They're starting to let Holiday and the other guys just kind of stay on the roster, but they're putting them not in that starting lineup, right? Just letting them get that feel for next year. You use them if you absolutely have to in the playoffs, but different kind of a team. Good win against the Yankees last night. They need everybody, and they're getting them back. So, five games, is it enough to really settle in for the playoffs?
I mean, that's a tough question to be asking this deep into the season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, it's not, this should be stuff that you have settled by middle of June. Worst case, middle of August, depending on kind of what you do at the trade deadline. Now, that being said, Baltimore made moves at the deadline, but they were all, I'd say, not great moves outside of getting Eflin. None of them really moved the needle for Baltimore. I don't know, man. It's a good young team. I would have loved for them to just go out there and get a guy, but at the same time, yes, I think these five games will really establish who's going to be the starters going into the playoffs for Baltimore.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, Santander, I think he got his 44th there last night against the Yankees. So that's a big bat in the lineup. Westberg, I mean, obviously he fractured a hand. He can't control that. He needs those swings in there because that's another good player for them in that lineup.
Oh, yeah.
And especially because Gunner's fallen off a bit. Adley's fallen off a little bit. They got to get those guys corrected and feeling good about their swings and confidence and getting it going. Because like you said, I mean, this year is not about just being in the playoffs. This year is about competing. They got to get out there, get after it, man. They need those guys. They need those guys to step up exactly like the Houston Astros did when Bregman would come up. And even way back when Altuve would come off and stuff like that. And they just kept filling up the lineup, but they were filling it up with actually MLB ready and prepared players, it seemed like, all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, and that's the key to it, right? You got to have one or two good young pieces on a veteran team. Is always kind of my biggest thing for those teams. Heck, even look a couple years ago, right? Jeremy Pena comes up, wins World Series MVP. He was a rookie, and he showed out during that postseason. Obviously, Randy Arozarena, 2020, he showed out during that postseason. There's a couple other guys, but obviously those are kind of like the biggest two over the past 5 years. That have really done like incredible stuff for how young they were in the playoffs, but they were surrounded by vets, right? Baltimore's, you can throw a lot of air quotations around vets. There's no 10-year vets really on Baltimore, right? It's a bunch of young kids that are first to, what, I guess Adley's third or fourth year in the league. Santander, I guess, is the elder statesman on that team, and he's 7 years in the league. Right. So it's not like there's a lot of veteran guys with deep playoff experience there. So, I mean, it's going to be filled or figured out on the fly.
50 seconds left. Cleveland Guardians. Stephen Voigt and the boys look like they're in pretty good shape again. They got kind of on a roll and they're looking good. Are they a surprise team for the playoffs for you?
Yep. Absolutely. Still a young team. Good young team, though. Same thing, though. They got the right veterans in place. Good pitching staff. They should be fine.
Kansas City, if they hold on, still your team?
Definitely not to make it to the World Series, but to get in, get some experience for Bobby Witt, get some experience. Obviously, Salvi Perez has the World Series ring on his finger. Anything's possible in the playoffs, but I don't think it's Kansas City's year.
Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending in your curtain call questions. We're going to be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought, obviously, this one, I love to see it. Not a lot of fans out there like listening to me continue talking about the St. Louis Cardinals this deep into the season. But Wilson Contreras calls out the front office, and I loved every second of it. So basically, Wilson Contreras, when asked the other day, there's some areas that need to be addressed. I don't know if the front office is going to, but we didn't come together as an offense at all during the whole year. There's a lot of holes throughout the lineup as well, from 1 to 9. The only thing we can control is show up next year and keep working. But as an organization, I think the Cardinals are one of the biggest organizations in baseball. And if I was them, if I was the front office, I'd be hungry, or I'd have to be hungry to own this division. Love it. Personally speaking, as a fan, I love hearing, and this goes for any fan base out there, and every fan base can agree, you got to have your veteran guys get in there, make a quote like that, put some pressure on the front office, especially when Wilson Contreras joined over from the Cubs there just a couple years ago. Obviously, all the stuff that he went through last year with him not being the right guy at catcher and everything, to him finally saying this year, hey, like, listen, I didn't join this organization just to be a guy, right? I joined this organization to try and win. And it's the same message as what Nolan Arenado was trying to tell them last year, and same as what Paul Goldschmidt was trying to do right when he first came to St. Louis. Hey, listen, I came here to try and win a World Series. Now, obviously, that mission was never succeeded with Paul Goldschmidt at first base, with him being a pending free agent at the end of the year. But still, either way, you got to put pressure on front office.
100%. Couldn't agree more. So good for Wilson. You got to, sometimes you just got to do it. It's hard, but you got to do it. Shake it up a little bit for sure. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening, being a part of the show, being a part of the nation. If your team is already clinched, good luck in the playoffs. If they're fighting for it over this weekend, hopefully they get in for you. It's devastating if they don't at this point in the time. But by the time we're on the air with you next week, we're going to be talking about playoffs. They're already into the wild cards. So sit back and enjoy it, embrace it, It's an exciting time of year, baby. It's fall ball. It is playoff ball. It's World Series season. And that's it. So until next week, it's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.